because we're set up different than any other TDC across the seven county area. We don't have staff. We don't have, I mean, it's been me there to do that. So that's something we can talk about later, but it's that's been the chore through this whole process is the timing and finding the time to be able to do it.
I think, if I could, I think that's why we talked about last time, even though I know it was a little bit premature. If we went, you know, there was discussion at the last meeting about doing something like all the other counties do and being its own independent TDC.
Yeah, we have, and I think that's, you know, we've got a lot to handle, I think. But I think that at some point in time in the future, I think that's the way we're going to have to operate to be able to stay up and do some of the same things that the other TDCs do. It just makes sense, particularly in the wake of a, I can tell you, it doesn't work like it's supposed to the way we're set up, particularly when you have an oil spill or a disaster like we have had. The way we are set up, it doesn't function like it should and as seamlessly as it should. If you look at the other counties and the way they've been able to react to things, it's just been a better process for them, I think. Not that ours has been bad. We're doing better than any other county in the seven-county area, being 14, almost 15% up right now. All the other counties are flat or still down for this year, so we're still doing better than what they're doing. But certainly I think it can be done a little better. All right, one of the things in my